Sarah Lee Guthrie is leading a bus full of fellow folk artists from Great Barrington to Washington, D.C. to bring music to the People's Climate March on April 29th. She hopes to inspire the marchers like her grandfather, Woody Guthrie, and her father, Arlo Guthrie, did during other social movements. When Sarah Lee Guthrie went to the Women's March in Washington in January, she was surprised that she was the only musician she could find. She was expecting performers like her would be getting the crowd going between all the drumming and chanting.
My generation needs to understand that, and needs to be reminded that singing is a huge part of gathering people's energies in order to do what we're trying to do, what we're doing with resistance.
So when Guthrie got back from D.C., she and her friend Tony Buckley began getting local community music makers together at the Guthrie Center in Great Barrington once a week to discuss and plan how to effectively lead a modern musical protest.
Right in the beginning, I think immigration was a big thing. It was right after the inauguration, right after the travel ban. So we talk about that. Then climate and health were two big issues we were talking about. Are we going to act local? Are we going to go like in a wider range? We really didn't really know what was going to happen.
Their plan is to fill a 55-passenger bus with as many musicians as they can, who can help them sing and play while they march for the planet.
We're going to go down with a bus. We still have seats available. We're happy to get more musicians and singers on the bus, but everybody is welcome, and everybody has a voice.
Guthrie says the group has helped locals get educated on their political leaders and how they, too, can make an impact.
What we realized was that we were a group of people who not just cared, but we were creative.
Guthrie says they take some old folk songs that might not apply to today's problems and revamp them to fit their needs in an effort to bring people together.
We were thinking we'd become like a songwriting workshop, like a protest song workshop, songs for the revolution, songs to resist by, songs to march with.
For instance,
going down the road feeling bad, I'm going down the road feeling bad, going down the road feeling bad, Lord, Lord, ain't gonna be treated this way.
Guthrie changed it to,
well, it's gonna take every single hand to clean up this beautiful land. Oh, those freedom bells are ringing, cause they can't keep us from singing. I ain't gonna be treated this way, and they're poisoning our fields of green. It's the worst that we've ever seen, and it's making us sick while their pockets get thick. I ain't gonna be treated this way.
Guthrie is calling the group the Hoping Machine, based on a line her grandfather, Woody Guthrie, wrote that she believes still holds true today.
The note of hope is the only note that can help us or save us from falling to the bottom of the heap of evolution, because largely, about all a human being is anyway, is just a hoping machine.
The Hoping Machine singers will make their debut at the March for Science in Pittsfield on April 22nd. Guthrie says she wants to fill a few more seats for their D.C. trip next week. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.